Good evening, everybody. This is National Consultant Mary Amoytho. We are super excited to have you on our Sunday night Business Builder call. We have this every single week, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and I think it's noon Japan Standard Time now. So welcome. We are just really excited about all the upcoming things. I know my daughter is really excited that BTS is about to perform at the Grammys. And I know some of you guys are watching that too. And I know today was a kind of a somber day with the passing of Kobe Bryant. And I think Rich and I were driving back from Houston and we were talking about it in the car. And I guess the thing that I got present to is like how fleeting life is, like how quick things can change in an instant. And though it happens to a lot of people all the time, I think you start to look at what's the impact you want to make in this lifetime. You know, we went to Houston this past weekend to celebrate the Lunar New Year. I'm Vietnamese, and only certain parts of the world celebrate the Lunar New Year. But one of the customs that we have is, you know, as part of the custom is you always put the past in the past, and then you start fresh in the new year. So a lot of Vietnamese people will make sure they clean their house from top to bottom, and they do special gifts for the elders to acknowledge them for the new year. And then, you know, we do wear new clothes on the first day of the new year. And some people have this superstition that the first person who enters your house is either going to bring you really great luck for the year or really bad luck. And my sister said it's really good luck for newlyweds to be the first one to visit your house. So she called my daughter and her new husband and said, "Hey, will you come over? Will you be my first guest this year?" And, you know, what's interesting about that is, you know, people are really intentional with their year. So in our custom, everything is very intentional about how the new year starts. And I think that happens with a lot of people in a lot of customs and a lot of countries is really talking about the new year. But I think a lot of people don't sufficiently deal with making sure their previous year is complete. So completing what didn't happen or what was great that happened and acknowledging that. And then wishing people well for their new year, being intentional about what you want to have happen that year. And so one of the customs that we do is we give these red envelopes to the children with money. And it's usually, you know, people who are younger than you. And so in our family, I'm one of seven and there's 14 grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. And so it's like a crazy, chaotic, round-robin mess at my parents' house with everybody giving red envelopes, wishing elders a new year. But what's really great about that is you have a chance to really pour into the youth and talk about what you really wish for them for this new year. And it's not just, you know, health, wealth, and happiness. It really is about, you know, what is it that you really want for them to have happen this year? And that's the same in our business, right? We talk about to our consultants, especially those that have been to simulcast, what is it that you want to have happen for this year in your business? And what can we do to make that happen? So one of the things that I had talked about previously on a call is you can have all the goals in the world, but if you don't have routines and rhythms to support those goals, it's just a hope and a wish. It's just a dream that you have. It's not an actual goal. So if you actually have a goal of promoting, or you have a goal of making a certain amount of money, or you have a goal of being able to quit your job or quit a job, like maybe you have a second job or a third job and you want to be able to quit one of those jobs, you have to have a routine of some sort in play to help you with creating a structure for making that happen. That doesn't happen on its own. You know, we were reminiscing about what it took for us in the early days to have stuff happen, and what, you know, in the early days, it was really working with our hair on fire. It was every waking moment. It was making contact every single day. It was exposing people multiple times a day to the business. And what I knew I wanted to produce in the early days was to make at least $1,000 a week. $1,000 a week is really what the goal was. And I did not, for me, the goal of $1,000 a week symbolized me not having to go back to work full time. And it wasn't enough to replace our income. It wasn't even close to, you know, being able to pay for our lifestyle and our household and our family. But it was enough for me to know that we could get to the next level. And it was enough to not have to take a job. So that's what that symbolized. And I didn't have to think about or write down all the things I would need to do to make that $1,000 a week. I didn't have to say I have to make 10 calls a day. That wasn't a goal. My goal was $1,000 a week. And whatever I had to do to accomplish that goal is what I did. It wasn't about, okay, did I reach out to 10 people today? Did I have three-way calls today? Did I follow up with 5 people? It wasn't about that. It was whatever it took to hit $1,000 a week is whatever it took. And it's interesting because I've been doing a lot, Richard and I have been doing a lot of seminars with Tony Robbins, and he has this RPM method, rapid planning method. And it's a way to replace your to-do list. And you can probably Google it. There's probably some stuff on YouTube about it. There's probably information that you can find about it. But we're about to dive into this course about it. But he talks about that. He talks about, instead of just having a list of to-dos, what's the purpose of your to-dos? And I'm thinking back on what had us be really successful in the early days was I didn't have a list of to-dos in Ambit. I had a goal of $1,000 a week. And the purpose of that $1,000 a week was to not have to go back to work. And then the list of all the things to do was all the things I just did. There wasn't a list of things that I had to handle. And a lot of people talk about their daily method of DMO, daily method of operations. And all of that is great. And all of that is good. But if you don't have a rock solid why, a purpose, a reason for why you're doing all the operational things, all the phone calls, all the other things, then you're not going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. It'll just be a to-do list, and it'll look like this big mound of work that you have to do to accomplish some goal that you are not emotionally tied to. So if you're not really emotionally tied to the purpose of why you're really doing this, the real why, it's got to be something that drives you. And my $1,000 a week wasn't just about making $1,000 a week. It was really, that symbolized for me not having to leave my kids up to go to a day-to-day job. And that was the purpose for me. And I knew the $1,000 a week was going to do that for us. And so, you know, if you don't have a driver that drives you like that, that has you working and handling all those daily tasks and the to-dos and the phone calls and all that, that pulls you forward rather than pushes you. When you've got a purpose so strong, you are being pulled by that purpose. You are not having to be pushed from the behind. You know, there's a very distinct difference between your experience of life when you're being pulled versus being pushed. And I think if you look in your life at the times when you've experienced the most productivity and the most passion in what you're doing, it's the times where you've been pulled by something. And if you look in your life and you look at when you've had the most discouragement and the most struggle and the most just anxiety and anxiousness in your life, it's because you've had to push yourself. Because you haven't been living into a future. And we had dinner with our oldest daughter and son-in-law, and we were talking about that. Like, what's the future that you're living into that's calling you forth? Because if you don't have a future that's calling you forth, life is going to be really, really hard.
Mary and I had we had brunch today with a couple down in Houston, and we were talking about personal growth development. Mary's talking about mastermind that she's putting together with a group of ladies, and I kind of spaced off a little bit. I don't know, maybe I had too much blueberry pancake with some maple syrup, and I think maybe the sugar kind of kicked in, and I had my sinuses thing going on right now, and I took some Sudafed a little bit ago, so I'm technically on medication right now, so Mary's here to filter anything I might say that might be inappropriate. But when I spaced out just briefly at the brunch, and then I shared it with Mary when we were driving back up on 45, I said, one of the things that came to mind when I was spacing off during our brunch was, you know, people, you know, I say people, I'm including Mary and I, is need to have big enough problems so the small problems are inconsequential. Meaning, if you've got a big enough thing to go solve, right? So when I say problem, I'm not wishing problems in your life, but we all have problems. But you want the problems you create. Like, you know, I want to go, you know, I want to get my spouse home from working 60 hours a week. That is a problem, except it's, you know, the reward is really great if you can accomplish it. So it's a problem to solve, right? But when you come up with a big problem to solve, then the little problems become inconsequential because they're either so small that you can literally ignore them and they will just go away. They will not steal your attention. Then you've got some of the other small problems that they're so small you can just knock them out real quick and they don't become a problem. They don't stack up and they don't deter you from solving your big problem. So along the lines of what Mary's talking about is I think people are in ambit. Consultants are so, you know, I'm going to say confused in a large, broad stroke because they're thinking there's so many different ways to do this business. And I guess there really is, you know. But in the basics of the business, it is a function of opening your mouth. And the invitation coming out of your mouth is incredibly important, whether it's over the phone or in person. And then showing the presentation and then properly doing the follow-up, which leads into a three-way phone call, which also might lead into additional follow-ups in the future. That's what we do on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis. Everything else in between doesn't get you paid any money because that's either when you're working that kind of plan, that kind of system, you are getting no's and you're probably getting some customers and you're probably getting some consultants. So that's the making of the cake, right? All the ingredients. And you know, when you look at a cake and it's sitting on top of the table and everyone's hungry looking to eat it, they're not thinking about all the ingredients that's inside of it. No one, you know, is dissecting, like, I wonder how much sugar's in there, how much flour's in there, how much. No, it's just that's the cake. That's the beautiful cake that I want to eat. So in this business is you've got a handful of ingredients to put together on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, et cetera. So you can go ahead and solve the problem you thought Ambit was going to do for you. And I think one of the things that's unfortunate in Ambit and present state is not Ambit itself. It's the culture. There's a culture that's shifted in Ambit that's, I think, forgotten the thing that built Ambit, right? And then you've got people that are distracted by other things, whether they're distracted by a ton of stuff being posted on social media and they're following all that and they see all the shiny stuff. And if you do that daily, weekly, stack it up and you've got hours invested in that, over time, it does start to cloud your perception or judgment of the world that everything's super shiny. No one's posting the picture of them doing an ugly cry with mascara running down their face. No one posts that picture. You know, no one posts, hey, I just got 3 goose eggs on showing the business presentation. You know, they'll post their check. They'll post their promotion. They'll promote, you know, they post all that stuff. But you don't see the real world that's going on behind the scenes. And what I would encourage you to do is you've got to find somebody, whether it's in your upline or not your upline, to follow. You know, your upline may be in a completely different state. And, you know, you're kind of like this cowboy, this lone ranger that's, you know, in your market as far as it pertains to your lineage. But that's where you live. You know, you joined the business because you saw something powerful and prosperous for you. But yet on your kind of day-to-day contact or who you're interacting with in your local market is most likely cross-line. Well, you can build an iron sharpening iron relationship with people that are in your cross line that have nothing to do with your upline. They don't have a financial interest in you, but yet you both and collectively as a local market sharpen the market and make the market look good. So when a brand new person takes a look at the business, they don't know anything about uplines. They don't know who's coded to who. They don't know who just got promoted. They don't know that stuff. What they're looking at is what's the energy in this room? What's the energy in this space? Because that's what they're going to figure out. Do I want to be a part of this group, of this community of people? They're not so much looking at from a standalone, just the opportunity or just the person that invited them. They're looking at the collective. So it doesn't matter where you're getting, you know, where you're getting your coaching from, because you can be coached from across the country. You can be coached in your own zip code by your neighbor, whatever it is. But you want to make sure that you're holding yourself accountable, that you're generating some kind of coaching relationship, because everything else that you might be doing that's outside of invitation, presentation, validation, follow-up, and stuff like that, all that stuff can be a whole bunch of busy work and very unproductive and unprofitable. And I just would just encourage you to each day look at what it is you're going to do to build your business, to solve the big problem that you came here to solve, because there's too many people that are distracted by too much. But you don't have to be one of those people. You don't have to be distracted by all the stuff that's going on. You know, yes, you should use the events in your local market. You should use the regional events or the corporate events that are going on, like the three events that are listed right now for the Ambit Power Rally, which are going to be happening. Let me just put that out there real quick. Is we got the next one on February 6th on a Thursday in Pittsburgh, PA. And then the next one is going to be February 27th, Tyler, Texas, out there where Coach Johnston is. And then I'm going to butcher this. March 12th, Worcester. What is that? Worcester?
Worcester.
Did I spell that right?
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. Worcester, Massachusetts.
For the rest of us, it looks like Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester.
Worcester.
Anyway.
Worcester. I think that's how they pronounce it. I don't know.
Anyway, that one's on March 12th. And those are great events to play for. Now, is it the only thing you're playing for? No, but it's a great opportunity. And those events should pull people in from all over and create a very energetic environment for a new person to check out. But those events happen once, and then you've got your weekly VPs that are going on. So you still want to keep that energy alive in those weekly business presentations. And I'll tell you something right now, and this, you know, fortunately there was an ECNC call last Thursday, and, you know, some of this is finally being brought to light, you know, and Mary and I don't do this call to make friends. We do this call to stand for something bigger than the norm. And, you know, they talked about how, you know, we've got people that are doing things at business presentations that shouldn't be happening, such as talking about other opportunities, cross-recruiting, whether it's in Ambit or it's into another opportunity. And just so you know, for me personally, I don't really care how many opportunities somebody joins. It's not really a concern of mine. You want to join this, that's fine. You can't chase four rabbits, okay? Now, I understand you might join something because you want to get the discount or the wholesale price or whatever it is. That's all fine and dandy. The moment you start sharing another opportunity outside of Ambit that is not one of your personally sponsored, as that's outlined completely in your independent consultant agreement. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend you do. I read it once a year. And it talks about what's cross-recruiting. And so you want to make sure you're very clear on those things. And the other thing is corporates ask that if any of this is going on in the field, they do want it reported back in. And I think a lot of people, a lot of consultants don't realize how big of a deal that can be, because typically who gets hurt in that scenario is someone that doesn't know any better. They really just don't know any better, and they don't realize that it messes with their reputation. It distracts them from their Ambit business. And listen, if you didn't personally sponsor somebody in the Ambit, you've got no right whatsoever to go talk to them about another opportunity. You just don't, because you're taking away from them what they came here to go build, and you're messing with other people that have built an organization that have a vested interest in helping everyone that's in that organization. So you can't do that. And there are people that are doing it. And I'm not going to mention the two organizations. They mentioned it in the ECNC minutes, in the email they sent out. I don't know how else that might have gotten distributed. But plain and simple is, if you want to build something else, go build something else. Go build it away from any Ambit activities. And anyone that you've met here in Ambit, leave them alone. If they're your personal, you know, people, consultants that you've sponsored in the business, according to the independent consultant agreement, you certainly are allowed to talk to them about something else. Am I condoning it, telling you should go do that? No, but if you decide Ambit's not for you, then go on and move on to something else. That's completely fine. But just be careful about what you are, what line you're willing to cross. Because, you know, I had something happen fairly recently over the past few days, and I started figuring out what was kind of bugging me about it. And I shared it with Mary. I was like, listen, I said, you know, I said, I'm not going to think twice about modifying these relationships because I have a code. And that code is not just a code of honor. It's a real, it's a code of two main parts, which is the moment I have a sense that somebody doesn't have somebody else's best interest in mind, then that's someone I can't trust. The moment that I get the sense that someone doesn't have my best interest in mind, then I know that's someone I can't trust. So I really do kind of focus on that because there are people that are in my core. And if you're in my core, you know, I've got your back, you've got my back. And it doesn't matter what hour of the day it is. We're going to be there for one another. We're going to make whatever happen. If it's the last dollar I got on me, you're getting it. Whatever. It's all in. And I can't do half in. I don't do that well. I have a lot, and so does Mary, of what I would say superficial colleague relationships. And there, yeah, there's mutual respect and so forth. But they're, you know, we don't know each other's kids' birthdays. We're not, it's not super tight and super close, but there's a working relationship there. And I just, you know, if I'm going to have people in my core circle, then that's going to be a pretty coveted spot for me because I'm protecting my house. I'm protecting what my kids see. I'm protecting what my team sees. And that's kind of the role that I think I have to be, is because otherwise innocent people get distracted, hurt, some version of that. So I just encourage you guys that if you're not living by some code or standard that's defined, then what happens is every time a scenario or a situation comes up, that line's movable. And you can adjust it and rationalize it however you want. But at the end of the day, crossing a line is crossing a line. I don't care if you slid it back 2 feet and you said that was fine. You can't keep stepping over something. Eventually, you step over enough lines, you're going to step over a cliff.
You know, we always tell our kids that, you know, there's a line you don't want to cross. And you want to stay so far away from the line that you can't see the line. But what happens is a lot of people get so close to the line that they can't see the line. And before they know it, they cross it. And sometimes they don't even know they cross it. And, you know, Richard talking about this standard, you have to own this business like this is your business because it is your business. So if you see something that's happening in the field that looks or smells like cross-recruiting, it's your responsibility to report that and report it to compliance because you don't need that cancer growing in the organization. If somebody leaves, they are more than blessed to leave the organization. You know, ambit may not be for everybody. But if their thing is so great, they don't need to come back to ambit people and try to make something happen and try to do something that is questionable. They can just go and go build that because there's a lot of people in this world that are not yet involved in ambit energy. You know, we will bless them and hope they have a great you know, future with whatever they do, but do it the right way. And listen, if someone is doing something mischievous and they're coming back to ambit people, I promise you, if they're going to cross that line here, they'll cross it with you too. Don't think that because they're only going to be in the gray area in this area, they're not going to be in the gray area when it comes to their relationship with you. That's just not going to happen. I mean, you can count on the way people are is the way people are. Like how you are in anything is how you are in everything. And some people may think, oh, no, that's not true. That's just how they are in business. Well, believe me, it will bleed into all the other areas of their life. People are people, and their character is their character. And you don't have a type of character for your business and a type of character for your relationship. It all bleeds together. When people say, oh, it's just business, it's not all business. That's your character. It's who you are. The only thing you have in this world is your reputation. And so just be cautious of that, and because it's starting to happen more often, we knew we needed to address it, especially since we heard it on the ECNC call. And the reason why it's heavy on my heart is because we've watched it. We've been involved in this business for 13 years. We've watched people follow people that weren't worth following off to another company, and they literally followed them off the cliff. They had a good residual with ambit. They got themselves terminated for cross-recruiting, and they can never come back because they're terminated. Like they literally can never come back. So don't have that be you. Don't have that be your family. Don't have that be your future. You know, if you find yourself looking at another opportunity and you think that's a better fit for you, just go do it and do it quietly and do it respectfully and with integrity and do it in a way that you can honor your own actions. And if other people are doing things that are questionable, report it, because that's a cancer in the organization. It's a cancer for everybody in the business. And I've seen it ruin people. I mean, we have seen families be ruined because they followed someone off a cliff. And I'm watching it happen again in this season with Ambit. So, you know, we're in a great company and you've got great tools. And if you're not having the success you want to have, it's just a lack of training. It's just a lack of activity. You know, you can be successful in this business if you put forth the effort.
You know, just to touch on that, you know, there are people that in our organization and outside of our organization that have left Ambit and they've done it in such a way that it was, you know, above board. And you know, I still have somewhat of a relationship with them. And then there's others that have not. And so this isn't, you know, Ambit's not a cult, right? People can come and go. It's free will, right? The question is how you come and go. That's the deciding thing, because however you behave here is probably how you behave somewhere else. So I just would encourage you guys that when you're looking at what's happening in your business, in how you're conducting your business, how people are conducting Ambit business in your local market, it is all our best interest to make sure the standards are high in Ambit. You know, with Jerry and Chris gone, you know, Jerry had the three pillars for Ambit to be successful that got us to a billion, got us beyond a billion, had us be on the Inc. 500 multiple years in a row, which was to be the finest and most respected, never sacrifice integrity for growth, and never let good enough be good enough. And those three pillars still stand today. And whether Jerry's here or Chris is here or not, it doesn't matter. We have a new company that's over us that's definitely a different kind of standard and overwatch, with them being a publicly traded company. And we do need to operate above board. Everything is transparent. It's public record. And you get to determine the standards for your local market, for your business, that's going to help this company go to $2 billion in revenue. And I can tell you right now, this is like not doom and gloom, and I'm not ticked off and mad. I'm eyes wide open, paying attention to who's doing what and who's doing it the right way and who's doing it questionably. And that is, our current standards as a body, as a community, as a culture, and every organization as a culture, those standards right now are not sufficient to go to $2 billion. And it's going to take all of us to make sure that that happens. And there's going to be people along the way that won't be able to take the heat because they want to do things a certain way, and they just won't be able to stand the test of time here. You think about, you've got people in this company, and I would love to see the statistics on this, but Ambit's a fairly young company when it compares to other network marketing companies that have been around 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. You know, a lot of network marketing companies don't make it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And so Ambit's still kind of a young company in a, you know, 100-year-plus old industry. But we have a very high percentage of people that are in Ambit for several years. That means they've built up relationships here. That means they've built up residual here. That means, you know, they've had kids grow up in this business. They've had kids of other consultants and their kids get to know each other and become friends. There's, you know, families have been merged here. Marriages have happened here. So it's been enough time that there's a lot of interconnectedness. And I just think that that's worth protecting. And if someone doesn't value that, then I don't think I need to value their attempt to derail any of that. So I'm going to have a pretty high standard. So that's kind of what's on my heart and Mary's heart right now is, you know, not to be a down, but just really for what you want to have happen, you got to pay attention. And why is it even more important? Is because when we run triple and quadruple bonuses, it doesn't necessarily always bring the best out in people. It brings out sometimes almost desperation or a way to kind of work around the system a little bit, however that might be. And we're better than that. the Ambit standard is better than cutting corners. We are not going to be a community and a culture and a body of quicksand where every time we move, we're going to be slipping further deep in. So in order to do that, everything's got to be done above board.
You know, as we were driving back from Houston tonight, there were like these huge 18-wheeler things, and they weren't really the 18-wheelers. It was like the front of the truck and then this big, huge, long piece of concrete and then the end of a truck. And the concrete was longer than one of those 18-wheeler beds. Like, it's just huge, long, and there was concrete after pillar after concrete after concrete after concrete. I mean, like, I don't know how many rows of trucks, and they were just lined up along the shoulder of the freeway. I'm like, man, that looks like they're building a bridge, and I wonder where they're building this bridge. Well, we go down a little ways, a few miles down the freeway, and there it is. They're building a bridge, a new bridge just south of downtown Dallas. And I was thinking, man, that's a lot of work and a lot of moving parts to build that bridge. So they've got all those 18-wheelers, and then there's, you see all the cranes that are on the side of the road, and they're going to take those cranes, they're going to lift it up, and they're going to do all whatever they do to put those pieces together to build that bridge. Well, I pray nobody decides we're going to cut a corner to build this bridge. We're going to do this one thing not so perfectly because it's going to make it faster. It's going to make it cheaper. They're going to get there easier. They're going to build the bridge the way it's supposed to be built because people's lives depend on it. And really, this is the bridge you're building. This is the foundation that you're building, and build it right because your family's life depends on it. Your future depends on it. The livelihood of this company depends on it. So when you cut a corner, just think of the next time you drive across the bridge or walk across the bridge and be grateful for whoever who built that bridge didn't skimp on the quality or the integrity of the bridge. Because once you skimp on the quality and the integrity of the bridge, you've just compromised the whole future for everybody. So, you know, we've got a great business. We've got great things that are coming up. One of the things that we wanted to communicate is we had originally had Power Trip tickets, early bird tickets on sale until tonight. But we're actually extending that another week because I know we had a great push for Ambition registrations, and we did not want to compete with Ambition registrations, so we are going to extend that another week. And so now's a great time to make some money, invest in that. Power Trip's going to be a great, great Power Trip. We had an outstanding Power Trip in November in Scranton with Scott Hudson and Sydney Seeger from Vistra, and that was their very first Power Trip. They literally, Vistra had owned Ambit for 15 days when they came. Power Trip. Now they've got a lot more time under their belt. They spent a lot of time with our internal staff. They spent a lot of time with our marketing department. They spent a lot of time with our consultants. They've got simulcast under their belt. So I expect this Power Trip to be like, put that one just child's play. Like, I know people coming out of that Power Trip in Scranton were so on fire and excited about the future. And I think that will happen again at this Power Trip. So if you're committed to taking your business to the next level, as you bring people into the business, one of two things that you need to be telling them is, one, you got to get yourself registered for Ambition, which is coming up in Dallas. And then you got to get yourself registered for Power Trip, which is also going to be in Dallas. And so you definitely want to have those two things on their calendar and committed to. Help them get their bonuses, help them make money, and reinvest it in themselves. You know, this is your business. This is what they're going to have. And Power Trip is going to be in Dallas April 16th through the 18th. And you can go to ambitpowertrip.com to get all the details and to register.
One thing I will say about Power Trip, and this was one thing that was really important for Scranton, Power Trip that we did, you know, that was the first time that Scott Hudson and Sydney Seeger got really upfront and close and personal with MCs, RCs, SDs, ECs, NCs, and be able to, like, take real live questions from the community, from the body, right? And so one thing is true about Power Trip that's different about really any other event. It is extremely intimate. meaning you're very, very close with the leaders that are building the business, that are really building it the right way. You're close to the VPs of Ambit Energy. You're close to now the executives of the operations team, the management team now behind Ambit Energy. So it's just an incredible opportunity to be that close. It's so much different than when somebody is given a, you know, prepared speech on video screen. So those words are great and it gives us ideas, but when you get to see it happening in real time and they're responding to real life situations that are going on with the company and what their plans are, those are things that are big and relevant, and they also change, you know, I would say people's perception of what they're really doing. What are they really committed to? So we expect Dallas to be a very, very strong event because now they will have had some time. They've gotten through one power trip, one simulcast, one major bonus building promotion, and now they're going to gear up for power trip, and then that's going to lead us into Ambition of 2020. So take advantage of that because Friday is a full power pack day. It didn't used to always be full. It used to always just be a morning and the evening. Now we've got the leadership breakfast in the morning on Friday. We've got an SD breakout session. We've got an EC breakout session. And then I think we're doing something different also for the MCs and the RCs on Friday as well. So, and then there's Friday evening, which is the open Q&A with the Vistra executives. And then Saturday is all day training. So it's really two power pack days that's extremely intimate with leaders in the company, leaders that are managing the company and running the company. So it is a one of a kind type of event.
You know, we all heard from Scott Hudson and Sydney Seeger at Simulcast. I can tell you, they are very different when they are not scripted. And I think you're really, if you didn't get the chance to go to Scranton, you're going to really enjoy hearing from them at the question and answer session. You'll really get a better feel for who they are and what they're about and their commitment to growing growing the field and growing our customer base. So I think if you weren't at Scranton, you definitely need to figure out a way to get yourself to Dallas. And I know Maxime Mir always brings a whole crew of people from Illinois, and they specifically drive so they can bring a whole crew of people. So do what you need to do to get yourself to Dallas in April and get your information at ambitpowertrip.com.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Y'all have an awesome evening. And thanks for hanging in there with my Sudafed meds. And for you guys, have an awesome, outstanding week. I would also just really encourage you guys to post questions and definitely comments there on the Ambit Business Builder Call Facebook page. You go to facebook.com/AmbitBBC. You can go ahead and post up there, and then we'll utilize that kind of information on this call to make sure it gets covered. It might even get answered before the call, but we definitely will make sure it gets covered on the call as well. So, guys, have a blessed evening, and we'll see you guys on the court.
Thanks, guys.
Good call.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.